Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something very specific and very powerful, a warehouse-style Amen validation balance for a sunrise set emotion inside Ableton Live 12. So the goal here is not just to make a drum and bass loop. The goal is to make a section that can start dark, functional, and heavy, then slowly open up into something emotional, cinematic, and sunrise-ready without losing that club pressure. That's the sweet spot. The crowd still feels the kick, the snare, the sub, the movement, but the mood starts turning toward dawn. And that balance is what makes the section feel expensive. Not because you throw everything at it, but because you control what changes and what stays the same. Think of this as a conversation between the warehouse and the sunrise. We're going to use stock Ableton tools only, so everything here is completely doable in Live 12. Drum rack, simpler, sampler, wave eatable, operator, saturator, glue compressor, OO filter, drum bus, utility, echo, reverb, shifter, EQ8, plus automation. That's all you need to make something that sounds like it belongs in a serious drum and bass set. Let's start with the core idea. The strongest emotional moments in DNB usually come from controlled variation, not giant dramatic changes. Especially in a warehouse setting, you want the groove to stay intact while the phrasing, bass answers, harmonic color, and ambience slowly evolve. That way, the track still works for mixing and movement, but it also feels like it's telling a story. So first, build the drum foundation. Load your Amen break onto an audio track, or better yet, drop it into Sampler if you want slice control. In slice mode, you can set the slices by transients, or use a 1/16 grid if the break is clean enough. The point is to get hands-on control over the break, because the edits are what make the variation feel intentional. Aim for that classic 174-ish DNB pulse. The kick should land with weight, the snare should hit back hard, and the ghost notes and little chatter between the main hits should keep it alive. Don't quantize everything so hard that the break loses personality. A bit of push and pull is what gives you that human jungle energy. Now, here's a really important coach note. Think in energy bands, not just instruments. In this style, emotion comes from how density moves across the spectrum over time. If the low end is steady, the mid-range can breathe. If the mid-range gets busy, keep the top end restrained. Every new layer has to earn its place, so use the groove pool lightly. If your break already has vibe, extract the groove from it. If not, apply a subtle swing source. Keep it moderate, around 10 to 30%. You want movement, not wobble. In warehouse DNB, the groove should feel alive, but the spine still needs to be solid. Now split the drums into separate layers. This is a big part of the balance work. Don't let the whole drum feel live in one file. Separate it into at least three lanes: the main break, a snare reinforcement layer, and a top percussion or ride layer. On the main break, use EQ8 to clear out unnecessary low end. Usually you'll want to carve below roughly 90 to 120 Hz, depending on how much low information the break already has. Then add a light drum bus, a little drive, maybe 3 to 8. Keep booms subtle or off if the break already has body. A touch of transients can help the break snap forward. For the snare reinforcement, layer a clean snare or rim shot in drum rack. Keep it short and punchy. If it needs more chest, a small boost around 180 to 220 Hz can help. For crack and presence, look around 2 to 5 kHz. A little saturator with soft clip-on can glue it in nicely. Don't overcook it. The idea is reinforcement, not replacement. For the top layer, high-pass it aggressively. Keep it light, moving, and airy. This layer is your motion and sparkle, but it should never distract from the kick, snare, or sub. It's there to make the groove feel bigger without stepping on the foundation. Now let's write the bass. This is where a lot of people make the mistake of competing with the drums instead of answering them. The bass in this style should feel like a conversation. It's not just a riff, it's a response. Build a sub track with operator or wavetable. Keep it simple. Sine or triangle core, mono with utility, and tightly controlled. The sub should stay stable and boring in the best way possible. Let it hold the floor. Then build a mid bass or res layer. Use wavetable with 2-to-tune saws, or resample something into Sampler if you want more character. Low pass it somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz depending on how aggressive you want the growl. Add some slow modulation to wavetable position or detune so it breathes over time. Auto filter can help you shape the phrasing and movement. Write the bass like call and response. For example, bars 1 and 2 can stay sparse and grounded. Bars 3 and 4 can add a short answer phrase. Bars 5 to 8 can introduce a variation note or a pickup. Then bars 9 to 16 can keep the same identity, but alter the tail, the octave hit, or the final note so the phrase feels like it's opening up. One really useful trick here is to keep the opening bass motif identical and only change the last note of each four-bar phrase. That tiny shift can reframe the whole mood without making it feel like a different track. Now we get into the heart of the lesson, the Amen variation system. Instead of random fills, design a four-bar variation cycle that can stretch across the full 16 bars. This is what makes the section feel deliberate and DJ-friendly. Think of it like this. Bar 1, original groove, minimal bass movement. Bar 2, one ghost note edit or kick pickup. Bar 3, slightly more open hat or ride energy. Bar 4, a fill or micro break edit into the next phrase. Use duplicate loop in Ableton, then make tiny changes. Shift one ghost note by just a few milliseconds. Mute one break slice in bar 4. Add a reverse hit. Drop the main snare out for half a beat before the return. These are small moves, but they create that living, breathing feeling. And here's a very useful rule. The sunrise effect gets stronger when the end of one loop feels slightly more exposed than the start of the next. So let the last half beat or last snare of a phrase have a little less bass support. Then, when the next bar returns with full weight, it feels bigger. That's contrast. And contrast is what makes the emotional turn land. Now let's bring in the sunrise emotion, but keep it underground. This part is really important. Sunrise emotion in drum and bass should not turn into a big soft trance pad. It still needs to feel like a warehouse record, so the harmony has to stay restrained and functional. Use Wavetable, Operator, or Sampler to create a chord layer with a narrow identity. Minor 7, sus 2, open 5th voicings. Nothing too glossy. High pass the chord layer around 180 to 300 Hz. Keep the low mids under control with EQ8. Then add slow movement with auto filter, reverb, or echo. A strong approach is to keep the harmony almost invisible for the first 8 bars. Then let it start to bloom in bars 9 through 12. By bars 13 through 16, the emotional lift should be clear, but the groove still has to hit hard. You can also add a subtle atmospheric layer from resampled vinyl noise, field recording, or the tails of the break itself. A long reverb, maybe 4 to 8 seconds, can work beautifully here as long as you high pass the return so the low end stays clean. Now we balance the whole thing. Route drums to a drum bus and bass to a bass bus. This is where the discipline comes in. You want the kick and snare to own the presence range, roughly 100 Hz up to around 5 kHz. The sub should dominate below 60 to 80 Hz. The mid bass should live in the 150 to 800 Hz zone. And the air, width, and motion should live above 8 kHz. Use glue compressor or compressor on the bass bus very gently. If you sidechain, keep it subtle. In DNB, you do not want huge wobble pump effects unless that's a deliberate creative choice. Aim for maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Attack around 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release sync to the groove, often somewhere around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Enough to breathe, not enough to fall apart. And keep the sub mono. Use utility if needed. The sub lane should feel almost boring on purpose. Let the upper layers do the emotional work. This is a great place for another coach note. Pay attention to the room, not just the clip. Warehouse music lives or dies by how it feels in space. Check it at low volume as well as loud. If the sunrise moment only works when you blast it, you probably need clearer mid-range storytelling. Now automate the transitions. Automation is where the journey really happens. Don't try to make huge arrangement jumps. Make the section evolve slowly and cleanly. Automate auto filter cutoff on the bass or chord layer. Automate reverb send on the final snare or break stab. Push echo feedback on the last fill. Add a little saturator drive as the section builds. Widen the atmosphere, but never the sub. Here's a simple structure. Bars 1 to 8, filter fairly closed, dry mix, tight drum presence. Bars 9 to 12, open the filter a little, maybe 10 to 20%, and increase ambience slightly. Bars 13 to 16, widen the atmospheric layer, add a reverb throw on the final snare, and let a delayed chord tail rise into the next phrase. Notice how none of that says, now everything changes. It says, the same groove is being perceived differently. That's the secret. If you want a more advanced movement trick, automate a high-pass filter on a return track. Keep it almost shut during the heavy part, then gradually open it through the sunrise section. That makes the emotional layer appear naturally instead of suddenly. Now, once the groove is working, consider resampling. This is where advanced DNB starts to sound expensive. Resample your strongest 2-bar or 4-bar section into Audino. Then chop it back into drum hits, bass stabs, atmosphere, and fills. Load that resample into Sampler and play it like an instrument. Now you can reverse a tail for a pickup, pitch a one shot down for a darker stab, create a texture with volume automation, or build a call and response from the resampled material. This is especially effective for Sunrise Emotion because the section starts to feel like a memory of itself, like the warehouse groove is being heard through dawnlight. That's a beautiful detail, and it's very usable in Reval tracks. Let's talk about common mistakes, because these are the things that usually break this kind of section. First, over-variating the break. If every bar has a new edit, the listener stops feeling the groove. Fix that by keeping the core loop stable and only changing one or two details every four bars. Second, letting the sub fight the kick or snare. Mono the sub. Check the low end below 120 Hz and keep the envelope tight. Third, making the emotional layer too wide or too bright too early. Filter it heavily at first and open it slowly. Fourth, drowning the drums in reverb. Put ambience on sends, not directly on the whole kit, and high-pass the return. Fifth, writing random bass notes without phrase logic. The bass should answer the drum edits every two or four bars.